702. Bongani's on Twitter.
At Bongles.
And of course, talking about Twitter, we want to talk about what's going viral. Good morning, Jonathan Fairbairn.
Good morning, Bele. Are you good?
Ah, kabazela.
Ah, beautiful.
No, stop it. Portuguese commentator going viral. World Cup, right?
This was the game against Spain, and Cristiano Ronaldo takes that free kick right towards the end and scores a great bender. And of course, the Portuguese commentator commenting on the game nearly lost his mind. So he was, we'll take the audio from where Ronaldo was lining up to take the kick. Have a listen to this.
Cristiano, salvam três, faz a venda. Concentração, Rocky vai apitar, é um livro perigoso, derrame nos pontos. Cristiano, ele vai.
Mesmo? I tell you what, there's really no such thing as a neutral commentator, actually.
No.
Let's just tell the truth.
I love that. Krish, Krish. It's beautiful.
Fantastic.
But I was listening to you earlier about, Ronaldo, Messi. The one thing I love about Ronaldo is the way that he interacts with his fans. And he always has time for young kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, the ball boys and ball girls.
Yeah.
The most footballers always ignore them, right?
Yeah.
There's this precious footage at this World Cup where there's two, a little boy and a little girl standing in front of Ronaldo, and they're looking up at him and they're like,
those pictures, rather. Yes. Yes.
And he acknowledges them and gives them the time of day, and their reaction after that is,
and they're looking
just
at each other with unbelievable glee and joy.
For the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, he is really, really good. Then there's another really awesome video as well where the Uruguayan school kids are in class watching their team. And then they get the winner. I think it was against Egypt right towards the end as well. And these kids go bonkers and they run out of the classroom into the quad area and celebrate. So many, many wonderful things coming out of the World Cup thus far. Hey?
The unsympathetic physician. Talk to me about that.
Jeez, you don't want this woman to look after you if you end up sick in hospital. But it took place at El Camino Hospital in California. This guy had apparently not taken his anti-anxiety medication, and he had an attack and was rushed to hospital and was there recovering. But this physician.
So this is the patient.
The patient,
not the physician,
not
right?
The physician, yeah. And this patient obviously was unable to get up, and he thought, and his dad as well was sitting there next to him and said, no, the guy can't get up. But this physician was really having none of it. Just take a listen of how unsympathetic this person was.
I'm sorry, sir. You were the least sick of all the people who are here who are dying.
Okay.
There, so you picked your head up. Now, don't try to tell me you can't move. Come on, sit up.
I can pick my head up.
Yeah, sit up. Sit up. Sit up. I'm having you sit up.
I can't get up.
Because he needs to sit up, and he won't
She's
let me.
She's literally yanking my arm to get
I'm
up.
Literally helping you up.
You're helping me? I can't
yes.
get up. I can lift my arms
okay,
to
you want
this
us
extent.
To, you want us to wheel you to your house in the gurney?
That's not what I said.
You just lifted your head just fine.
Yes, I lifted my head
yes.
and my arms up to here. I cannot
put your hands on here and pull yourself up.
I cannot do that.
Yes, you can.
I cannot do it in the ambulance. I cannot do it now.
You can do it now.
I just tried to inhale, and I even told her I cannot inhale.
He can't inhale. Wow. He must be dead. Are you dead, sir?
Jeez!
Wow. No sympathy there.
That's like Nurse Ratched 101.
Yeah, that's
oh
hardcore.
My goodness.
But it's also a serious one because, I mean, mental disorders, and she obviously doesn't think that that's a serious issue because there's clearly many people here that are dying.
All right, we'll have a look at that as you tweet them, and we'll retweet you. You can check them out on our Twitter handles at Jono Loud is Kabazela's, and of course mine at Bongles 702 Breakfast.